This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. Welcome to Faith in Action here on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, good to be with you.
And you know, Bridget, we've got so many different ways that people can help Catholic Radio. Amazon Smile is one. In fact, just recently I was ordering something on Amazon and I forgot to use Amazon Smile. Interestingly enough, if you register on a particular computer, like your home computer or your office computer, at amazon.smile or smile.amazon, either way, and pick Catholic Radio Indy as your charity, then Catholic Radio gets a small percentage of everything you buy on Amazon forever forward, as long as you want to do it until you change it. And if you forget to go to amazon.smile first and just go to plain old Amazon, it remembers, your computer remembers, and gives you a little dialogue, a little pop-up that says, are you sure you didn't want to use Smile?
I can confirm that because I registered a long time ago, like maybe 2 years ago, and I use Amazon all the time. Of course, we all do. But
yep.
But yeah, it does. It comes right up.
So that's a great way. Amazon.smile, select Catholic Radio Indy. Use all three words, Catholic Radio Indy, as your charity. And it's automatic. You never, ever have to think about it again. And that's a good fundraiser for us, but even better one and even easier is Kroger. And we're not trying to tell you where to shop or how to shop or whatever, but if you shop at Kroger and if you have a, what do they call it, a rewards card, I guess, at Kroger, you can register your rewards card. You can do it at our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, CatholicRadioIndy.org. Again, click on the Kroger logo on our website. You'll go to the Kroger site, pick Catholic Radio Indy for your charity. Every time you buy groceries, a can of beans, a gallon of milk, pizza, whatever it is, Catholic Radio will get a small percentage of it. And that is our biggest. That is one of our biggest fundraisers of that type. So we need more families to join us. It's really easy to do. And once you do, you never have to think about it again. You don't have to mention it when you go in the store. You don't even have to think about it. If you use your card, it automatically comes our way, and it does add up. So CatholicRadioIndy.org, thank you to everybody who is using that. And if you haven't started doing that yet, it's so easy, and you never have to think about it once you set it up.
So Jim and I have all sorts of different interesting topics that we talk about here on Faith in Action and different interesting people. But today we're going to talk about something that I don't know that we've talked about yet, like ever specifically, Jim. And we're going to be talking about reaching out to the elderly. But this is going to be a little bit different way. We are going to be talking about a ministry that our guest has founded. Her name is Jenny Hesher. She founded Connecting Hearts, Inc., and it is a ministry to the elderly. So welcome to Faith in Action,
Thank
Jenny.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. This is such an honor.
Well, I just happened to see the story about Jenny and Connecting Hearts in the Catholic Moment several months ago, and I thought it was just really super interesting. So tell our listeners, what is Connecting Hearts, and maybe how did you get an idea to do something like this?
Yeah, so it's been 3.5 years ago. So we started the 501c3, the nonprofit Connecting Hearts. And the mission statement is to improve the lives of the elderly by sharing the love of Jesus through acts of kindness. So we do quite a few things now. When we first started 3 years ago, I wanted to take my kids to the nursing homes because I experienced it as a little girl. And so I thought, oh, this is something that touched my heart since I was so young. And so I wanted them to experience it. But we started out with just going and giving out cookies and singing with them. And then it evolved into getting donations of flowers from churches and from weddings and funerals and other organizations. And what we do with those flowers is we turn them into beautiful bouquets and give them to nursing home residents for their birthdays.
Oh, that's so cute. So Connecting Hearts, how did you come up with that name?
You know, my sister and I, we were the ones that would go to the nursing homes all the time when we were younger. And so it has a special place in her heart as well. So we just started talking and We were like, you know, it's the, you know, connecting the older generation with the younger generation. And so what better way to, you know, but better words than connecting hearts. So.
So why the nursing home? So did your mom like take you and were you visiting a relative or just neighbors or who were you visiting?
So when I was younger, my grandma was in the nursing home. So she started taking me there because my grandma and then my aunt. And so at that time, like I said, I knew that this was where God was calling me even as a young girl because I continued to go back to the nursing home with my friends. I just remember we would ride our bikes. It was just like a mile from our home and I would ride my bike over there and we would just spend time with them and we would sing with them and just chat with them and tell jokes. And so, yes, it was so special. And so I knew that I wanted my kids to experience that.
So if you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Jenny Hesser. She is the founder and kind of the ministry operator of Connecting Hearts, Inc., a ministry sharing Jesus's love with the elderly. So why do you have such a heart for the elderly? What is it? You know, I'm sure you did lots of different things as a young person, you know, and everybody, it's always kind of interesting to see how people will have just a certain draw to a certain group or ministry or charism. Is there something that just kind of stuck out to you in terms of why you feel like you're drawn or why were you drawn to that group?
You know, I just thought as a young child, I could bring them so much laughter and smiles. And I just really noticed that when I was a little girl. I remember walking in and I would see so many of them suffering, you know, physically and mentally, just sad and desolation.
Mm-hmm.
And they just wanted someone to talk to. And I was like, wow, you know, like just by, you know, sharing my heart with them and just bringing a smile to them, like I can have a huge impact on someone's life. It doesn't take a lot. And so that was just, so that was just a gift that I feel like God gave me is just to be able to connect with them.
Well, something I think is really interesting, and I think Jim and I have seen this, I'm sure we all have in our life, that people that have a really strong prayer life, and I've just had that observation, people that are just really praying, just God just gives them stuff to do.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just curious, like, how has it been for you, like with your prayer life, do you feel like that's kind of how it was for you?
Or? Yes, it's definitely the most important piece of my ministry and why this has all happened, because truly God is the one who has done this, and I'm just an instrument. And, you know, I think it was like 5 years ago when I kind of started my transformation, like in my relationship with Christ, and I really knew that I needed to make it a priority. And so I spent a lot of time in prayer. I've spent many, many hours in the Adoration Chapel. And I felt, you know, I had been given so much in my life, and it was time to give back. And
now you said
a blessing. And so I just started praying. Like, I was bold. I was like, Lord, I am ready for you to use me in whatever capacity. Like, I am ready to say yes to you. And I just remember friends looking at me and they're like, are you serious? You're saying that prayer? Like, he is going to ask you to do some big things.
He's going to take you up on that.
Yeah. And I was like, really? Are you serious? And then this all started happening. And it's like, it just keeps growing. And God continues. I mean, he is the one. I mean, he's putting all these volunteers in my path. And it just happens. And it's just through, like, my, you know, every day I go to Mass, I go to Adoration, just praying every step of the way of what direction he wants to take me with my ministry.
So you mentioned transformation. And whenever I hear that, I'm always curious, like, did you attend a retreat or was there some other, what happened that caused that? Because I think people listening, you know, like, okay, I want that to happen in my life. Or maybe I don't want that to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, you know, it's actually a work leadership conference that I was attending. And they gave us some quiet time to meditate. And, you know, it wasn't a Christian organization. But at that time, I just realized that I wasn't heading down the right path. And I think that when I went through that, it was probably actually 9 years ago.
Okay.
When I went through that. And so God just hit me and said, hey, like, this is not the life that you want to lead, like, you need to make me number one in the center of everything. And so slowly, I mean, it's been a journey, but, yeah, so it was 9 years ago.
That's really cool. So it wasn't a Christ for News. It was just a quiet moment, and you felt like God was kind of leading you to change your life.
Yes.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
You make it sound like it's really a give and take thing, that you're not just bringing something to the residents of a nursing home, for example, but that you're getting something back. Is it give and take?
Yes, I know, for sure. I feel like guilty some days because I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm getting so much, you know? I thought that I was going to be a blessing, and wow, I will leave the nursing home. Like, every single time I feel like I leave, and my heart is so full, like I could just cry, because they have touched my life so much in one way, in some way.
So when do you visit, and how do you, you know, how do you, who, where do you go, and how did you figure out like where you were going to go, and like what do you do when you show up, I
guess? Yeah. So it started out when we were just receiving, you know, enough flowers for one nursing home. And it's gradually, you know, now we're up to, we deliver to 6 nursing homes every month.
Wow, that's a lot. In 3 years, you're going to 6 already?
Yes,
wow, I know. That's huge.
Yes, so we have enough flowers, and God always provides. I just remember when every month, if I would take on a new nursing home, I was like, oh, wow. Like, now, this is, are we going to get everything we need? And God has always provided every single month. And so, but yeah, so we're at 6 nursing homes for the flowers, but we touch like 8 nursing homes. So we have the rickshaw at a nursing home right now where they take residents for rides. And then we're also having stuffed animals donated. So now that's another way that we can get volunteers out there to just interact with them and visit them and pray with them. And so by the end of the year, my goal is to be at 10 nursing homes. And we serve Fishers, Carmel, and Westfield right now. And I have a coordinator in Fishers because that's where we started. And she takes care of like 2 nursing homes over there.
Now, you mentioned the flowers and getting the flowers. Where do you get the flowers from? Are they come from individuals or from businesses? Where do they come from?
Yeah, so mostly they come from like Our Lady of Mount Carmel. They have the most beautiful flowers at the altar.
They do.
So, depending on the time of year. So we get all of their flowers. St. John Vianney, we get weddings and funerals. Like this month I have a wedding that I'll pick up flowers on a Saturday night. And then another organization, which is called Random Acts of Flowers.
Hmm.
They do what I do, but on a much larger scale, and they deliver to hospitals. So I focus on the elderly and the nursing homes, and they do the hospitals.
We need to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking some more about bringing Jesus to the elderly. Stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
What happens when you support Catholic Radio Indy? Local parishes and organizations have a resource to share their message. Listeners of all persuasions get to hear the unfiltered truths of the Catholic faith. And maybe, just maybe, you'll have a share in saving a soul for Christ. Won't you join our mission? Call 317-870-8400 or give online at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
This station has been an inspiration.
Those moments of the Lord always make my day better.
Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio with me, as well as our guest, Jenny Hesher. She is the founder of Connecting Hearts, Inc., a ministry reaching out to the elderly, bringing Jesus' love to them. Okay, now you mentioned something about a rickshaw. Tell me about that. How did you come up with this idea, and where in the heck did you get one of those? You don't really see those around too much.
Yes, I know. So I was actually on Facebook and I saw this video, and it was a guy over in Europe, and he was taking residents from the nursing homes out to get outside and enjoy the fresh air on a bike ride. And I'm like, wow, like I so need that, because
that'd be perfect, right?
Yes, because there's so many times I, you know, go up, walk into the nursing home, and there's just not an area for them to get out and sit just to get some sun and enjoy. So I thought, okay, this is like, I prayed about it and I felt like God, you know, was like, okay, yes.
Thumbs up. You got the thumbs up there in prayer. Okay.
Yeah. And so it was really expensive and the insurance is super expensive. So I had to raise like $10,000 for the rickshaw.
Wow.
Where do you buy a rickshaw these days? I don't think they have them at Target or Walmart. I don't think I've seen them.
Yeah. So this gentleman over in Europe, it's actually a nonprofit as well. It's called Cycling Without Age. And they started it, and they have thousands of bikes now out there.
Wow.
But so I ordered it from them. And so I just had to have my fundraiser, and it was very successful. I just really did a Facebook campaign and fundraiser, and just through networking with friends and telling them, you know, what I was doing in companies, and I was able to raise the money. It's really cool, though. It's like, it has a little seat up front that for two people. And then, of course, I'm the pilot. And then it has the motor. So, like, when you see it, you would be like, wow, that person, they have to be strong to do that. I can't even tell you how many times, because we take it on. When we first started, we were taking it on the Monon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so it grabs a lot of attention, and people would look at me and be like, wow, man, that's awesome. I'm like, oh, no, it has a motor.
It's Captain America back there.
I'm not doing this, I promise.
What is the price of a rickshaw these days?
Yeah, so $10,000.
Okay.
So and then the insurance is like $1,500 per year.
I'm just thinking there are people listening right now who might say that's something they want to do.
Yeah.
And maybe have a particular nursing home in mind even.
Right.
Or, you know, leave it up to you where it goes and what becomes of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or maybe even put a trailer on it and take it to a different nursing home.
Yes, and that's exactly what we're doing right now. So we started where we would just take them from the nursing home to the location where we store the rickshaw, was downtown Carmel, and just to take them on the Monon. Well, the hard part about that was the transportation from getting them from the nursing home, and then it takes a staff member. And so it's a lot of time and hours. So, and then I was trying to take them, but it was also hard because they're not as mobile.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that for a while, but the rickshaw just wasn't out enough. So I talked with a nursing home in Westfield, and they're like, we are all on board for you bringing it here.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to train our the people that we have, and then we can have the rickshaw out like almost every day.
Oh,
nice. That just happened about 2 months ago.
So now it's at one of the nursing homes, and then whenever they're available, they can just take people out. And do they just drive them like around the grounds?
Yes. So there's the nursing home where it currently is, there's like a really great path, like on 146th Street. So take them around there and then just take them around the grounds of their facility. And so I'll probably have it there for probably 4 months, and then I'll go to the next nursing home. I'm looking into Little Sisters of the Poor for the next place, because they have a lot of great area there too.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I can imagine what's been the response, I guess, from just the rickshaw rides.
Yeah.
Because those are, I think I kind of want to go on
one. I know. So many people get so excited and they want to be a pilot.
Yeah.
And so I had a really good response from that. So, but now since I kind of went the direction of having it at a nursing home and just having the employees there.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens next. But
wow. That's exciting. That's interesting. And you mentioned during the break, we were talking about other things that you do besides flowers, besides rickshaws. What
yes.
are those?
So I had a friend that had a party, and she was like, I would like everyone to just bring a stuffed animal for Jenny's nonprofit. And at that time I was like, well, that sounds great, but I mean, we don't give any stuffed animals out, but I'm sure that God has a plan for that. So we got a ton of stuffed animals donated, and I just continued to pray about it. And then I had a family come to me, and they were like, you know what? We want to volunteer every single month, and we would like to go to a nursing home that was close to their house. And so I thought, well, what can we do? And so then I was like, oh, the stuffed animals. So they have decided now so they go on a monthly basis and they take the stuffed animals. It's a very talented family. So there are some musicians in the family. So they play some instruments and they sing, and then they bring cookies. And so they just go visit with all the residents who have birthdays and just give them a stuffed animal and some prayer and some cheer.
Now, you mentioned volunteers there.
Jim, you're taking my question.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's good. That was the next one. The Holy Spirit's working here, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead with the volunteers.
No, I was just asking what volunteers you have, and more importantly, what volunteers do you need?
Yeah, so currently we have so many people that want to volunteer on our Facebook page. We have over 1,000 people that have liked our page.
Wow.
So I'm constantly getting people that message me, please let me know when there's an opportunity. The best way that I inform people about my opportunities is through the Facebook page. So I will just send out a message, or I will post something on my Facebook page, because I never really know when I'm getting the flowers. It depends on when the organization calls me or church lets me know when I can have the flowers. So I tried to have a sign up before, but it just didn't work out that great because I never knew when I was going to have the flowers.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you need musicians and singers too, or?
Well, you know, eventually I may need that. So I will definitely put that on my Facebook page. I love to sing myself. So I always said I'd like, because that's how we first started, was we would sing. And so maybe eventually God will call me back to that. But
so if people want to volunteer, tell me again, what are the different jobs that they can do if they want to be a volunteer? Just for maybe people that haven't heard of your organization or would like to volunteer and get connected. What are some of the jobs that they
would do? Yeah, so being able to assemble the flowers and deliver the flowers.
Okay.
And so that usually takes a couple hours, and they just have to have a servant's heart and love to, you know, chit chat with the residents. You never know. Some of them, you know, you go in and they could chat forever, and some of them just, you know, you're in and out. But so, yes, so volunteers to do the flowers. And then also, we, like I said, we're going to add 2 more nursing homes for the stuffed animals. So we're going to need some volunteers to deliver the stuffed animals. And then I usually always pray with them and over, like with the residents, because a lot of them are asking for prayer for healing, and mostly for other family members. It's funny when I ask them what they would like me to pray for.
Wow.
They're always saying that they would like me to pray for their loved ones, which is so precious. So always, we are always in need of prayer. And I will kind of keep everyone updated on the rickshaw. As of right now, we don't need pilots, but if we ever add another rickshaw, that might be something that we need.
Now, what advice would you have for somebody who's listening right now? Catholic Radio covers a good chunk of central Indiana, and a lot of the listeners would not be in an area where your organization serves, but somebody south side, west side, wherever, one of the small communities around Indianapolis might want to start something similar. What advice would you give them? Where would they start?
Yeah, I would definitely say to reach out to me, and I can help them get started. And it could be part of Connecting Hearts, because we have so many different things we do now. And I'm getting so many things donated. And so I could work with them to get it started at a local nursing home close to them.
Do you have an email? Would you want them to get connected with you via email, or do you want them to message you through the Facebook page?
Yes.
Which would be the best way, would you recommend?
Yes, I think the best way to do it is through my Facebook page.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and give that?
Yeah, so if you just get on Facebook and you go to Connecting Hearts at Connecting Hearts at Comforting the Elderly. Again, it's Connecting Hearts at Comforting the Elderly.
And we'll put that on the podcast too. So after the show airs, you can go there and just click the link, and then you can get connected. So what's it been like for you, for your faith?
Yeah, so it's obviously, it's just been huge for me, and I have grown so much closer to the Lord, and I have met the most amazing people, from the volunteers to the residents who have just shown me so much to be grateful for in life. And they're just amazing people that have so much wisdom from their lives that they have shared with me, with my kids. And it's had a huge impact. And I look forward to it every single week. I always tell my husband, like, it's funny because he always knows when I've been at the nursing home, because I come home and I'm just so happy and filled up.
Wow. So you never, God really took you up on your offer there, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And so people can get in touch with you again, if you could give the Facebook page again.
Yes, it's Connecting Hearts at Comforting the Elderly. And you can just message me on there. And I'm usually really good to get, getting back with you.
You know, I did forget to ask you one thing. Now, do you have any fundraisers or any other needs or events that you'd like to put a call out to action or anything for that?
Yeah, right now, as far as financially, I don't have any needs.
God is good, right?
Yes, God is good. He's provided. So if I do need that, I will certainly post that on my Facebook page. But we will always could use your prayers. And, I think, a lot of people are like, oh, what can I do? Like, there's not an organization here in my hometown. If you just know someone that maybe has a relative at a nursing home, just offer to go see them. Or if they're out of town, just offer to go visit with them. It doesn't take, you don't have to stay that long, just to chat with them for 30 minutes. It just makes such a difference in their lives. They're so lonely and they just don't get a lot of visitors. I know my aunt and uncle, I would love to see them, but they, live a little bit farther away. And if someone could just pop in to see them every once in a while, that would make such a difference in their life.
Do you find that a lot of the residents don't have anybody to visit them?
Yes, I do. I do find that, yes.
So anyone would feel a bit down if they didn't have any visitors, like, ever with anybody. So I'm sure you're making a really big impact on those people that you serve.
Yes.
So one more time, if you could give that Facebook page.
Yes. So it's Connecting Hearts at Comforting the Elderly.
Well, you've been an inspiration to us, Jenny.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Our guest today has been Jenny Hesher. She's the founder of Connecting Hearts, Inc., bringing the love of Jesus to the elderly. God bless you and your work.
Thank you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.